This is David Haken with Casey Cafe Radio at the Walnut Valley Music Festival. I'm here with Grant Boson, who's one of the winners in the new song showcase. Welcome, Grant.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your background in music growing up.
You always listen to different rock and roll bands. I wanted to play guitar. I think I was seven, and my mom made me learn piano and learn how to read music, so I played piano for 2 years, and then I got a guitar for Christmas when I was nine. So I had my little three-quarter scale that I played for a couple of years, and then just enjoyed it a lot and grew with it from there. I took lessons from when I was 9 through 14, so at least for 5 years also.
Great. Tell us about the time you first realized you wanted to do music full time.
Well, when I first realized that, I kind of knew it, kind of in the back of my mind. I had been thinking about it for a long time, but there's always the financial aspect of it where, you're like, I can't earn this amount of money doing this, but there's also a lot of self-doubt that comes with trying anything new. The turning point for me was I got hurt at work. I've been working as an elevator constructor, building or installing and repairing passenger elevators, and I was in a work accident and got my finger cut off. And so I had two surgeries over 6 months, and had just kind of realized, I'm like, I can't go back to that. I need my hands too much. I like my hands too much. I like playing music more than I like making money. So I think that's always as much as I hate to admit it, that's what you consider. You're like, can I pay my bills?
Yeah. Very cool. So what was the spark for the first song you're going to play for us?
This first song is called I Do. It is off of the band I play with and write music for. It's called Pretend Friend. And I've been performing as some form of Pretend Friend for about the last 5 years. The current form for the last 2.5, when we really kind of became a string band. But this song is called I Do. It's off of the album Unnatural Currents, which came out in May, and I dated a girl for a little while who lived a plane ride away, and so it was just kind of framing it in sort of a lighthearted way, I suppose.
Okay. Let's hear that song.
Maybe knowing it's a little bit hopeless in the end, but it's fun while it's a bit of an adventure while you're doing it. Thank you.
love the tongue-in-cheek where she's not going to marry you, but you're saying I do.
Yeah. I was just some silliness to it, you know, lightheartedness.
So tell us about your recent project, recent album.
The recent album, A Natural Occurrence is a group of, it's 10 songs that we had probably, I personally had probably been working on since 2016, early 2016, that kind of all found their end a couple of years later. You know, we had been working on other songs and cutting songs apart and splicing others together and putting it together in a manner that we could actually, you know, just trying all kinds of different things and making arrangements that we actually liked, especially for a string band now. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of them kind of became, they started to feel more like bluegrass, which was a turning point for us, but a lot of fun anyways. And it took us a little while to do this. We learned a lot. I learned a lot just about vocal arrangement and some of the advanced preparation it takes to put together something clean. And it's,
right.
You know, it's always a learning process, and we produced the album ourselves, so the self-criticism was just crippling at times, but we got through it, and now that I listen to it, after having a little bit of space from it, I like it pretty well, and I'm happy with the way it turned out.
Would you play another song for us?
I will, yeah. So this song is called Smoke My Life Away, and it's also kind of another, it's a serious song, but it's about, not necessarily hopelessness, but maybe some skepticism.
Okay.
The chorus is, who would really blame me if I smoked my life away? I handle monotony by lengthening my days. So, just kind of the monotony of a day job. Or that can be a day job. It's not always a day job, but and just the uncertainty of it all anyways.
Oh,
the first to go. Some days I get worried, man. Some days I hope so.
For coming in today and sharing your music with us.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. It's been fun.